Melissa Perry for HockeyProspect.com. I'm here with Jimmy Lodge, NHL draft-eligible forward for the Saginaw Spirit. And Jimmy, can you describe the transition from your first OHL season to this one?
Definitely a big change of ice time and getting opportunity compared to last year. Last year we had a lot of veteran guys who were drafted earlier and been through the process, and that left me like feeling as a fourth line guy and just making the most of what I had last year. And then compared to this year, moving up to the first line and getting a little power play time and everything, it's a big change.
Seeing as you're a Pennsylvania native, what made you choose the Ontario Hockey League over NCAA?
Well, I played in Toronto growing up for 3 years and kind of got pushed into that route, but not really. I always loved the OHL and thought it was a great hockey league and thought it was a great stepping stone to the NHL, and thought it would be great to play there.
Well, it seems to be working well for you. Both you and Mutri are draft eligible this June. How have the two of you been preparing for the draft?
We kind of take it day by day. Obviously, just work hard and go out there and compete every game. But it's always in the back of our head. But try not to focus on it too much and make it distract you out there. We just take it day by day and wait for the draft to come.
You tallied 12 points in 45 games last season. Now you're at 38 points, including a goal tonight, which is far past last season's total in about the same number of games. What are the strengths of your game that help put you up to these numbers?
I think obviously just worked hard in the summer, just building strength and working on every little aspect of my game helped me out. Playing a year in this league also helped, just watching other guys and everything. But getting opportunities is a big thing, getting more ice time and playing with top guys on your team and everything. Just from there, you just put up more numbers and work hard.
In terms of skill, which NHL player do you model your game after?
I'm not quite sure who I model my game after, but I love to watch Claude Giroux on the Flyers. He's probably great, one of my favorite players, and just how he works and how he has a skill and he competes every night is a great role model.
Do you have any pregame rituals or superstitions to help you focus?
I always take a nap before the game. Obviously, just try to rest as much as I can before coming to the rink. But listen to music and just try to zone out everything going around and just try to focus on the game coming up.
So just pretty standard stuff?
Yeah, just pretty standard stuff. Nothing really too weird.
Which opposing goaltender do you find to be the most challenging this season?
That's a tough one, actually. Martin obviously stopped me on a breakaway tonight, which is pretty disappointing, but Subban was pretty good out in Belleville. He's top goalie, I think, played against this year. Him or probably Subban, yeah.
Can you describe your off-season workout routine?
Well, I always go to the gym in the morning and skate in the afternoon, probably 5 days a week or 4 days a week, depending on how my schedule is. And I was busy this summer. I was playing in played for Team USA, so that took a chunk out of my summer, and did some hockey camps for them. So I was skating a lot and just working out almost 5 times a week.
You were named to the U.S. roster for the Ivan Hlinka Memorial Tournament this past June. What did you gain from the experience?
It was a great experience to go over there in Europe and see all the different players from every country. But obviously, I didn't do quite as well as we thought we were, but it was a great experience overall, and everything was good.
Thanks, Jimmy. Enjoy the rest of the season.